Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin, daf 37. We left off on 36b towards the top of the page. We left off at the part of the Mishnah that said, Chutz mi minchat sota u nezira. We said, except for the mincha v'sota, ein a nezira, that the woman brings it, the woman does the waving process. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yoshia didare. He said to Rabbi Yoshia from his generation, he said, Lo tetiv akar'ach adamart li lehashmata. Don't sit on your knees, don't sit down until you explain to me the following. How do we know a sota has to be brought, has to be done with the waving process? How do you know you have to do the waving process for the korban of a sota? So the Gemara says, "Minalan begufaktiv." It says in the pasuk, "Vehenif et amincha." It says you have to wave the mincha. Ela tenufa bebaali minalan. How do we know that the waving process has to be done with the owner of the korban? So the Gemara says, "Atia yad yad mishlamim." We learn out a gezerah shava from shlamim. It says over here, Kohen miyada isha. He takes it from the hand of the woman. It says over there, Yadav tevienna. So makan kohen, just like over here, it's talking about the kohen. Avlahalan kohen. So too, the latter case is talking about the kohen. Malahalan baalim. Just like in the latter case of shlamim, it's talking about the owner. Avkan shlamim. So too, over here, it's talking about the owner. The Gemara says, Haketzat. So how's it so? Kohen machnis yado tachad yad ba'alim umenif. The Kohen puts his hands under the owner and they do the waving process. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan sota. That's for sota. Nezira minalan. How do we know for nazir? Atya kafkaf mi sota. We have a gezerah shava. In one time in the pasuk for sota, it says kaf. Right? It says kapea. And the other pasuk by nazira, it says kape. Kapeh and Nazir. So it learns the Gzera Shavah. We can learn on Nazir from Sota to say that the owner, the Kohen puts his hand under the owner and does the waving process. Okay, new Mishnah. Kol mitzvah shi tuluya ba'aretz eina noeget ela ba'aretz. Any mitzvah that's dependent on the land, it is only a custom in the land of Israel. V'she'ina tuluya ba'aretz and noeget bein ba'aretz bein nechutz la'aretz. But if it is not contingent on the land, then it is a custom both in chutz la'aretz and in Israel. In Israel and in chutz la'aretz. Chutz min hag orla va kilaim, except for orla and kilaim, that Rashi explains that even though these are both in the ground of Israel, they're both dependent on the land of Israel, they apply even in chutz la'aretz. Both orla, which is the can't eat the fruit from the first 3 years, and kilaim, mixed breeding, exactly. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afa chadash. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, even chadash. What's chadash? So the Torah prohibits any produce, any wheat that was planted after Pesach. The Torah prohibits it. The Torah says that's considered chadash. Usually, right, yashan and chadash. We have to keep yashan. So the question is, does that apply only in Israel or even in chutz la'aretz? Rabbi Eliezer, it sounds like he's saying, even chadash applies both in Israel and in chutz la'aretz. So the Gemara comes and says, my tiluya o my she'ina tiluya. What does it mean when it says it's dependent on the land or it's not dependent on the land? So the Gemara says, ilema tiluya dechtiv ba bi'a, v'she'ina tiluya deloktiv ba bi'a. Maybe when it says in the pasuk, the lashon of bi'ah, like kitavo el ha'aretz, that's when it's dependent on the land. When it doesn't say that, it's not dependent on the land. When it says va'aret tefillin upeter chamor, but tefillin and the firstborn donkey that's kadosh that you have to redeem it, dichtiv bahen bi'ah. It says bi'ah in those psukim, va'yaki bi'acha ve'noegin ben ba'aretz ve'nechutz la'aretz. But you have a mitzvah of both of them, both in Israel and in chutz la'aretz. So it's not dependent on that word. Amar v'yudah achi kamar. This is what I meant to say. Kol mitzvah shi chuvat haguf noeget ben ma'aretz ben bechutz la'aretz. Any mitzvah that is a obligation of a person's body, meaning mitzvah of tefillin, mitzvah of tzitzit, they're upon you, therefore you have to do it whether you're in Israel or in chutz la'aretz. But kol mitzvah chuvat karka, if it's an obligation of the ground, of the land, eina noeget ela ba'aretz, that's only a mitzvah of the land. What types of mitzvot do we have that are only in the land? Like ma'aser, chala, leket, shikha, pe'ah, shvi'it, all of these things are on the land. So then where it says, minan yimidek, where do we know this? The Tanur Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, elu achukim, elu amidrashot, that's our friends in the midrashot. Va'mishpatim, elu adinim, those are the laws. Asher tishmerun, that you should keep, zo mishnah, that's mishnah. La'asot, to do, zo ma'aser, that's action. Ba'aretz, yachol kol ha-mitzvot kulan lo yunuagim. Ela ba'aretz, is it possible all of the mitzvot only are in the land of Israel? The Gemara says, Tamul Amar, kol ha-yamim asher atem chayim ala adama. All of the days of your life. Not only when you're in Israel. Even outside of Israel, there's mitzvot. Okay, if it's all of your life, yachol yu noagin bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. Is it possible it's in both Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz? Tamun lomar ba'aretz. That's why it says in the land of Israel. So which one is it? So achar shiriba katuv umi'ed. Now that it added, it came and said all of the land, and then it came and said no, only the land of Israel. Se'ul man mimasha amur be'inyan. Go and learn from what the following pasuk says. Abed tabedun et kol ha'mekomot asher avdu sham. Go and destroy all of the land, all of the places where they worship Avodah Zarah. It says, Ma Avodat Kochavim Miuchedet Shikhovat Guf. Just like Avodah Zarah, it's very special because it is a Chovav, the Guf. It's an obligation of a person. V'noheget bein ba'aretz v'mechutz la'aretz. And we have obligation to destroy any places where the Avodah Zarah was worshipped, whether in Israel or outside. Af kol Shikhovat Guf, noheget bein ba'aretz v'mechutz la'aretz. So to any obligation that is incumbent on the person, Tefillin, mitzvah sukkah, mitzvah tzitzit, all of these mitzvot, they're upon the person, therefore, he has obligation whether in Israel or outside of Israel. And that's the halakha. Chutz min ha'orla v'kilayim, we said in the Mishnah, Tanakhama says, except for orla and kilayim. Ibailu, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Eliezer, he came and said, even chadash. What was Rabbi Eliezer saying? Was Rabbi Eliezer like kula palig or lechumra palig? Was he trying to be lenient or was he trying to be strict? Was he trying to be lenient and was he trying to say that no, chadash only applies in the land of Israel? Or was he coming to be strict and saying, no, chadash applies even in chutz la'aretz? So the Gemara says, how would you learn that it could be to be strict? Lechumra palig v'achi kamar. This is what he meant to say. Hachi kamar tanakama. Chutz min ha'orla min ha'kilayim. Tanakama would say, except for orla and kilayim, that they both apply even outside of Israel. De'ilchata gemir la'katz et ha'alacha la'moshe mi'sinai. Even though it's the obligation of the land, still those two apply outside of Israel. Aval chadash ba'aretz in v'chutz la'aretz lo. But chadash would only be in Israel, not in chutz la'aretz. My time, what's the reason? It says moshav la'achar yerusha v'yeshiva mashma. When it says moshav, like to take settlement, that sounds like only after they inherited the land and they actually settled in the land of Israel, after they conquered the land of Israel and they went in. So it doesn't sound like that mitzvah of chadash when it talks about moshavotechem and your settlements. That means it doesn't mean outside of Israel. It's only after you settle in the land of Israel. Va'ater Rabbi Eliezer the Meimar, and Rabbi Eliezer is coming to say, no, af chadash noheg bin ba'aretz bin mechutz la'aretz. Even chadash, you have the mitzvah, whether in Israel or outside of Israel. My tama, what's the reason? When it says moshav, bechol machom sha'atem yoshvim mashma. It's any place that you're settled. It doesn't mean only in the land of Israel. Wherever you're settled, you have the mitzvah of chadash, of not eating chadash, right? So this is actually an important concept. It's a machloket, rishonim, really. It's a machloket. There's one opinion, the opinion of the Bach, who holds that the mitzvah of chadash only applies in the land of Israel. But everybody disagrees with him. The Shulchan Aruch, everyone disagrees with him, and therefore we hold that chadash also applies, the isur of chadash also applies outside of the land of Israel. And therefore a person has a problem. Rabbi Ben Chaim says from the time of Sukkot and on, around Sukkot, that a person has to be careful that everything he eats that has wheat, barley, any of the five grains, is made sure that it's yashan, it was planted from before Pesach. And an easy way to do it is you look on the yashan guide, they usually make it very easy and help you out with that. Ashkenazim, they rely on the Bach, that opinion that says that it's only in Israel, like we're saying here. But we hold the halakha that it's even outside of Israel. So the Gemara says, Odilmar, perhaps, lekula palig, maybe Rabbi Eliezer was being lenient. V'achi kamar tanakama. This is what tanakama meant to say. Chutz min ha'orla v'kilayim, except for orla and kilayim, d'ilchata gemirla, because it's a halakha l'moshe mi'sinai. V'kosh again chadash, and how much more so chadash, that it applies both in the land of Israel and chutz la'aretz. D'moshav kol makom sh'atem yoshvim mashma. It says where you settle, everywhere that you settle, there's an isur of chadash. V'ata Rabbi Eliezer le'meimar, Rabbi Eliezer came to say, chadash einu noheg ela ba'aretz. He says, no, chadash only applies in the land of Israel. The moshav lachar yerushav yeshiva mashma. When it says moshav settled, that's referring to after you inherit and settle into the land of Israel. Hold on. But what did Rabbi Eliezer say in the Mishnah? He said, af hechadash, even chadash. What was he going on? It said, Ritana Kama said, these are the mitzvot in the land of Israel, except for orla and kilayim that apply even outside of the land of Israel. Rabbi Eliezer came and said, even chadash. Sounds like even chadash applies outside of the land of Israel. How are you coming to explain that he's saying even chadash applies only in Israel? So the Gemara says, umay af, and what does it mean, af even? Akamaita. It's going on the beginning of part of the Mishnah, where he says that these are the mitzvot that only apply in the land of Israel. Afi chadash, and even chadash only applies in the land of Israel. Right? This is what Rashi explains. Lo kaya achutz, ela akol mitzvah tulea ba'aretz. Okay, very good. Tashema, Damar Abaye, Man Tana de Paliga le de Rabbi Eliezer. Who is the Tana that disagrees with the Rabbi Eliezer? So the Gemara says Rabbi Ishmael, it's following Rabbi Ishmael. The Tana is the Baraita says, Lelamidcha, Shekol Makom Shneemar Bo Moshav, Eino Ela Lachar Yerushav Yeshiva. He says that any time it says Moshav, settled, it's referring to after you inherit and settle into the land of Israel. So therefore, Rabbi Ishmael holds that Chadash applies only in the land of Israel. That's Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, the very Rabbi Ishmael. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Hare Shabbat, Shneemar Bo Moshavot, hold on. You're saying the word Moshav, when it says Moshav, that means it's only in the land of Israel. By Shabbat, it says, Lo tiva'aru esh v'chol moshavotechem. You can't light fire in all of your settlements. It says Moshav. But Shabbat is only in Israel? No, we have Shabbat here also. So if you have Shabbat in both places, Moshav also. Moshav doesn't mean it only applies in the land of Israel. So the Gemara says, Amar lei Shabbat kal v'chomer atya. Says Shabbat is coming to teach us from a kal v'chomer. Ma mitzvot kalod noheget ben ba'aretz ben chutz la'aretz. If we have light mitzvot, they apply both outside of Israel and in Israel. So the Gemara says, or is in Israel and outside of Israel. Shabbat chamira lo kol shekhen. Shabbat, which is so strict, how much more so? It's so chamor, how much more so that it applies obviously in both outside of Israel and Israel. But what do you see from here? Rabbi Ishmael came and disagreed with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Ishmael said, Chadash only applies in the land of Israel. So that means that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Chadash applies both in Israel and outside of Israel. Midamar Abaye man tana de paliga de Rabbi Eliezer. According to the Abaye, who said that, who is the Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer? We said it's Rabbi Ishmael. Shmamina Rabbi Eliezer lechumra palig shmamina. It's coming to teach us that Rabbi Eliezer is coming to be strict. Rabbi Eliezer is coming to say that Chadash applies both in Israel and outside of Israel. And that's the halakha that we have today, that Chadash is a prohibition both in Israel and outside of Israel. Michti, let's come and see the following. Rabbi Ishmael ehecha ka'e. What is Rabbi Ishmael going on? He said Chadash is only in Israel. Anesachim is going on the libations. Anechasim, flipping the amud, bi'a u'moshav k'tibu. Hold on. Nechasim, it says bi'a and moshav, right? What does it say in the pasuk? It says in the pasuk both the lashon of bi'a and the lashon of moshav. So it says, v'chi tavo el ha'aretz, chi tavo el ha'aretz, moshavotechem asher ani noten lachem. It says both ba and moshav. So why, how are you possibly saying that it only applies, so this is his question. This is where he learns it from. So the Gemara says, hold on, look at Rashi 1 second. Rashi says, V'hechi yalif minei moshav belo bi'ah. Dilma hayne mefaresh be bi'at ha'aretz, hu delo ba'i lememar kol makom shatem yoshvim. Aval moshav belo bi'ah ima lach afilo chutzaret. Oh, what he's asking is, hold on, in the pasuk of the libations, it says, bi'ah and moshav. That's how we know it's in Israel. But you're trying to learn out over here just the word moshav. How do you know just the word Moshav is Israel? Maybe the word Moshav can also mean Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara says, Achika Amar, this is what he meant to say. L'lamed shekol makom shenemar bi'a u'moshav, eino ela lachar Yerushav yeshiva. Anytime it says bi'a and Moshav, coming and settle, it's talking about after you inherit and settle in the land of Israel. Diver Rabbi Ishmael, that's Rabbi Ishmael. I'hachi, the Gemara says, if that's the case, Amar l'Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to him, Hare Shabbat shenemar bo Moshavot, Shabbat says, Moshavot. Ve'amar le'ei Shabbat kal v'chomer. And you said Shabbat is a kal v'chomer. Instead of saying it's a kal v'chomer, what should he have responded? He should have said, Ne'male ana bi'ah u'moshav ka'amina. He should have said, I am talking about pasukim that say both bi'ah and moshav. Shabbat only says moshavotechem. So that's why Shabbat, it applies both outside and is inside Israel. Whereas I'm talking about mitzvot that say moshav and bi'ah, that applies only in Israel. Why didn't he say that? The Gemara says, Chada ve'od kamar le. No, he said that and something else. Chada, one, de anna bi'a moshav kamena. Number one, the pasuk says, bi'a and moshav. That's why it's in Israel. Ve'od, and not only that, de ka'amar tari Shabbat, sh'ne'mar bo moshavot. You said, oh, Shabbat, it says moshav and Shabbat also. Let me answer that for you. Shabbat kal v'chomer hi. Shabbat is a kal v'chomer. That he answered by two ways. So the Gemara said, but my kamiflegi, what's the machloket over here? Be'kervu nisachim ba'midbar kamiflegi. The machloket is, did they do the libations in the midbar, in the desert? Rabbi Ishmael Savar, Rabbi Ishmael holds, Lo kirvu nesachim b'midbar. They did not do the libations in the midbar. Rabbi Akiva Savar, kirvu nesachim b'midbar. He says, they did do the nesachim in the midbar. What's the essence of the machloket? Do we say that the individuals were obligated to do the libations? So the Rabbi Ishmael would hold, no, only when they came into the land of Israel, they were obligated, the individuals. Whereas Rabbi Akiva holds, no, even the individuals from the land of the desert, from the time of the desert, they were obligated. Amar Abaye, Hai Tana de Rabbi Ishmael, Mapik me Idach Tana de Rabbi Ishmael. this Tana of Rabbi Ishmael is coming to go against the first Tana of Rabbi Ishmael. So let's see. There's two Tanaim from the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Ishmael that it seems like they're going against each other. So the Gemara says, the Tana of Rabbi Ishmael, Ho'il v'ne'emru bi'ot b'torah stam. Since a lot of times in the Torah, it just says bi'ah, coming. It doesn't say further than that. So it says bi'ah stam. Uparad lecha kaduv be'echad mehen. And in one of them, it says la'achar yerusha v'yeshiva. It says after you inherit and you settle in the land of Israel. Which one is it referring to? By appointing a king, appointing a monarchy over yourselves. Af kol la'achar yerusha v'yeshiva. So to every time it says bi'ah, it's referring to after you inherit and settle in the land of Israel. This is not what we just said. We just said Rabbi Ishmael's opinion, the Tana of Rabbi Ishmael was that only when it says Yerusha, when it says Bi'ah and Moshe. Now we're saying, even when it just says Bi'ah, it means in the land of Israel. Ve'idach, okay, so what does the first Tana say? Mishum dahavim melech u'bikurim shnei ketuvim abayim ke'echad. No, he says these psukim, melech, appointing a king and bringing the bikurim, are two psukim that are coming to teach the same concept. V'chol shnei ketuvim abayim ke'echad en melamdin. And anytime you have two psukim coming to teach the same thing, you cannot learn from them. Okay, ve'idach, what does the second Tana say then? Tzrichi, you need both of them. Why? If it would have only said by a king and not appointing a king and not a bikurim, hava amen a bikurim dekamitane le altar. I would have thought bikurim, since there's pleasure from it, there's hana'a, then right away it should be brought. Not necessarily when you settle in the land of Israel. Oh, that's why I needed to say in the land of Israel. V'kadav bikurim, and if would have only said this by bikurim, v'lo kadav melech, and it didn't say appointing a monarchy, hava amen a melech de darko lechabesh le'altar. I would have thought that since the king, it's his way to go and conquer, therefore you should appoint him right away, and you shouldn't wait until the land of Israel. That's why we needed both of them to say that, no, you need to appoint them when you get into the land of Israel. You need to do both in the land of Israel. Okay, v'idach, what does the first Tana say? Nichtov rachmanam melech v'lo ba'i bikurim. He says, why doesn't it just say king? And it doesn't need to write bikurim. Ve'ana amenan, I would have said, umam melech delechabesh, king, his job is to conquer, la'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva, we said you appoint him only after you settle in the land of Israel, inherit and settle. Bikurim, lo'kol sheken, bikurim, not all the more so, it should be only after you settle, we don't need you to write the pasuk by bikurim. Okay, ve'idach, what does the second Tana say? Ikatav hachi, if it would have written like that, hava amena midi dehava achala, I would have thought bikurim would be compared to chala. And chala is only when... Chala is only when you get into the land of Israel. So I would have thought that it would only be once you get into the land of Israel. Therefore, kamashmalan, and that's not true. Therefore, it needed to... Here, look at Rashi. Rashi says, midi havad achala, that kol modim shnitchayvu ba miyad, mechila. Sorry. It's not when they got into Israel. Chala was right away, was a mitzvah they were required to do right away, that the mitzvah of chala. So therefore, I would have thought, if you didn't mention by bikurim, I would have thought that bikurim we would learn out from... Midi dehav achala, I would learn out from chala that they would be obligated to bring bikurim right away. Kamashmalan, comes the Gemara and teaches us. That's why we needed the pasuk to teach us that no, bikurim is only a mitzvah once you get into the land of Israel. And that's what it's coming to teach us. Okay, and that's how you reconcile, that's how you put together these two Tana of Rabbi Ishmael. Okay, we'll stop there for today. A quick 1 minute recap. We started on Lamed Vav Amud Bet regarding from the Minchat Sotan Nezira. How do we know? The owner needs to bring the Korban. We learned that out from Shlamim. Part number two of the Daf on the Amud Aleph was we spoke about the new Mishnah, the mitzvot that apply in the land of Israel, and the ones that apply even outside the land of Israel. We said, what's the difference? Is if it's a Chovat Guf, it's an obligation of the person, it applies both in Israel and outside. If it's an obligation of the land, it applies only in the land of Israel. Part number three was the question of Rabbi Eliezer. Is Rabbi Eliezer coming to be lenient or strict when he says even Chadash? When we understood that he's coming to be strict, he's saying Chadash even applies outside of the land of Israel, and that's how we hold the halakha al ma'aseh, the isur of Chadash is even outside of the land of Israel. And last part of that, part number four, was we had two Tanaim, the Beit Ishmael, that were differing in their opinions. One said, anytime it says bi'ah, this is the second Tana, anytime it says bi'ah, it's talking about the land of Israel. First Tana says, no, only when it says Moshav and bi'ah. So how do we understand both of them? These were two different opinions. We went back and forth, trying to understand how both of these would work. And really, essentially, the machloket is, do we learn out from Melech, where it says Moshav and bi'ah for the rest of the bi'ot, or do we not learn it out like that? And that would be the machloket between the two Tana, the Beit Ishmaels. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen v'amen.